I am Bono Joins, and for the next few moments we will be discussing the subject of watch. Perhaps you've seen this sign along the highway, "Watch your speed." We are. This sign also has a picture of a helicopter on it, and signs are placed at escalators that says "Watch your step." And there are all kinds of signs and all kinds of watchers. Bird watchers, people watchers, policemen, security people in stores, and on as the list goes. A prominent New Testament theme is that Christians are to watch and pray. The New Testament opens with the promise of Christ's first coming, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And Matthew 1 and verse 21. The New Testament closes with the promise of his second coming. He which testifieth those things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22 and verse 20. Between these two passages, the need to watch is stressed for all saints. Jesus is coming again. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. John 14, verses 2 and 3. Near the end of the apostolic age, John wrote, Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Revelation 1 and verse 7. There are many related passages which give us the same message, just using other words. Hebrews 9:28 and 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 1, for instance. In view of his coming again, Christians are exhorted to watch and pray. Jesus said, Take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. In Mark 13, verses 33 and 37. Watch in the Greek language, which is the language the New Testament was originally written in, means to live or be alive. Give strict attention to. Be cautious. Active. Thayer defines it too. Take heed lest through remissness and indolence some destructive calamity suddenly overtake one. There are many reasons why the child of God should watch and be ready at all times. We need to watch because we are the children of day, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 5. Daytime is not the normal time to sleep, and being children of the day, we must not be found sleeping. And Paul says the other side, and he shows that to us when he says, those in darkness are sleeping. We also need to watch because the time of his second coming is unknown to us or to anyone else on the earth. And no special signs will be given at the destruction of Jerusalem, he said. For that day and hour knoweth no man. Matthew 24 and verse 36. His second coming will be unexpected also and will be unannounced. It'll be as a thief in the night. 2 Peter 3 and verse 10 says, We need to watch because his coming is certain. The Bible promises this. Are you ready? Now is the time to prepare.